Shut up!
He's not funny. Don't laugh at him.
Oh, stop it.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
On today's podcast, I am very, very excited to tell you about a new gadget I've got and all the usual shenanigans. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
What have you been up to?
Been working and I've done my leg in playing footy yesterday. Bad time.
Wow.
Yeah, not good. Not good, mate.
Shall I tell you what I've been up to?
You can do, yeah.
Right, so I went on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like I normally do when I've got a bit of credit on my Amazon account.
Right.
So I bought the Can Crusher 5000.
The Can Crusher 5000?
Yeah. Well, it didn't have a model number, but I just added the 5000 to make it sound better.
I was going to say, I was just like, there've been like 4,999 previous models.
I don't know. I just added it to make it sound better so people would buy one.
I feel like I already know what the Can Crusher 5000 does, but do you want to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, I connected it to the wall. Right. And I've been drinking cans for fun just so I could crush them.
Yeah, but what are you doing with the cans though? Are you recycling them?
Yeah.
Nice.
And the whole point was, right, my mum... And oh, me and my mum can never get enough cans in that. Like, we can never fit it all in. Mm. And I goes to my mum, hey, I found this can crusher on Amazon for $11.99. And if we get it, we'll save the environment and we'll be able to get more cans in the bin.
Do you know, when I was in primary school,
yeah,
right, as part of like the school's attempt to be a little bit more, you know, environment friendly.
Yeah.
They did like a can crushing competition between like all of the classes.
Right.
And the winner got to go to McDonald's in Ashton for like Happy Meals and stuff like that. So it's just basically saying, yeah, here, save the environment and here's your reward, fast food, mint. Yeah. Don't really add up, does it?
They weren't healthy eating, were they?
No, definitely not. No. And back then in like, I'm talking like the early 90s because I am old. You're thinking like, you know, Mackey's didn't really have the emphasis on like, you know, healthier food. Like, yeah. I don't even think they did salad back then.
Yeah, so they were doing all that of like a can crushing appeal, were they?
Yeah, pretty much. So like the form with like, you know, the highest number of cans collected like got to win the prize. And oh, we won the prize.
So did you get to go to McDonald's then?
Yeah, we all went and we got like a little bit of a tour, like around the, you know, around the kitchen and the freezer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mad.
Should we do the Amanda Holden update?
Yeah.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
In this week's Amanda Holden update, I'm very, very excited.
Why?
Because she has been the next host to replace Paul O'Grady. That, you know, on For the Love of Dogs.
I do not, mate, because I don't watch telly.
Well, I know, but don't you read the news?
Very, very rarely. Very, very rarely. Although saying that, like, considering the controversies of the other day.
Controversies.
Controversies. What did I say? Controversies.
Controversies.
Yeah. Considering the controversies of the other month, that's a bit of a outlandish choice.
It's a bit of a turnaround, isn't it?
Indeed. From woke gate, bad times.
Yeah,
but I mean, I suppose, you know, it is a good thing for Amanda as well. You know, it's a new project for her as well. Keeps her on telly box, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's something different, I suppose, to what she normally does, because I'd normally expect to be on game shows. You know, what with Britain's Got Talent and stuff like that.
Mm. So what's the love of dogs then? What happens other than it being like full of dogs?
Right. Well, let me elaborate on this.
Come on, hit me with
what it is when Paul O'Grady was alive, he had this. He was a patron for a dog zone.
Yeah, Battersea Dog Zone.
Battersea Dog Zone.
Yeah,
and basically, he just used to nurse all the dogs back to health.
Mm.
And then at the end of each series, I don't know how he always did this, because I don't even know how he had the room to do it, but he always took a dog home.
So what was it like a swap and switch kind of thing? Is like he'd take one home for one episode, like bring it back the next episode and take another one?
No, I don't think it worked that well, but he did follow different dogs' progress and that in each series.
I'm just picturing that end scene from 101 Dalmatians, you know, where like they pan up in like that country house and they've just got dogs everywhere.
Yeah, and they're putting all the collars on.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I'm getting that sort of vibe.
Should we move on to the fact file?
I suppose we should, mate.
We shall. Scott.
What?
You know, our a few episodes back, I was telling you that Amanda Alden had a birthday and that. like everybody has a birthday.
I was going to say.
Like everybody has a birthday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember.
Right, well... Not only, well, I can't say not only has a birthday now, but I might as well just say it anyway because I nearly just done it.
Go on.
Not only does she have a birthday, but 12 months after her birthday...
She has another one.
No. 12 months after her birthday, her mum had another baby, so she had a baby sister, right?
On the same day?
Yeah, called Deborah, but the actual... The thing is, they weren't born in the same year, but they were born on the same date, like 12 months apart.
Yeah, that's mad, that.
I know, yeah.
Well, my brother and sister were born on the same day.
Oh, that's the fact file, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but seriously, though, my older brother and my younger sister were born on the same day, 7th of April. And, get this, even more weirder,
right.
Both my uncles were born on the same day as well.
Wow.
Crazy, that, isn't it?
And get this, right?
Go on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your dad and my uncle were best friends, weren't they?
They were indeed. And my dad and your mum were in the same class at primary school.
And what are we?
Best mates, mate.
Yeah.
We are.
So there you go, people. Now, it's time for a little feature that I like to call Listener of the Month. And the reason why we do this is to highlight all you lovely listeners and... Why are you listening to this podcast?
Hello.
Hiya, Sophie.
Hiya.
I'm just ringing to tell you you've been awarded Listener of the Month.
Oh, the month?
Listener of the month.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Did you get there okay?
Yeah, I got here okay, Sophie.
That's good.
You're live on the podcast, Sophie.
Well, she's not live, is she?
Well, you're not live, but...
I will be live.
You will be live, yes.
This call is recorded for podcasting purposes.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Right, I'll watch what we say then.
Right. On with the first question. What has been your favourite episode and why?
It's going to be this one, because I'm on it. only joking. I think my favourite episode was when you spilt the cup of tea. I just think it was when you was most natural and it was like unplanned. And I enjoyed both of your reactions. But I must say, you wouldn't have reacted like that if you was at home.
Well, I wouldn't have had expensive equipment around me if I was at home.
No, but you've got mug. I don't know which is scarier.
What is that?
You've got mum. I don't know which is scarier.
Oh, I've got mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which is scarier either. Out of all the features that appear currently on the podcast, which do you enjoy?
Believe it or not, my favourite part is joke of the week. Because I actually never find you funny. Because I just listen to you all day, all the time. I don't find you funny. But I've got to admit, the jokes have been good and they've made me laugh.
Sophie.
Yeah?
I'm regretting what? Choosing you as listener of the week right now.
No. It's a compliment.
No, I'm regretting this now.
Go on. Next question on your list.
Shut up!
He's not funny. Don't laugh at him.
Oh, stop it. Oh, that's amazing.
Do you feel that?
You don't want to ask me this question now, do you?
Do you feel there is any room for improvement, and if so, why?
Well, as your twin sister, I can obviously say anything that I want, but I'll say, I think, keep prepping, but also don't overthink anything. Just relax and enjoy yourself. And always, I've got a good tip for you here.
Right.
Always follow up Scott's answers or whoever you're interviewing with a comment. Okay? Hmm? Not yeah. Yeah is banned.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's good advice, that. That is good advice.
Yeah.
Do you want a job, Soph?
Yeah, I will, actually. So always follow it up with a comment of your own instead of just by yeah. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that. If you were going to introduce other people to the podcast, how would you describe it?
Oh, a quick, light-headed, easy-listening podcast.
Light-headed?
I don't mean that one. Light-hearted.
Yeah.
You made me light-headed now, laughing.
Sit down.
I listen to it on Thursday night. Right. But I blame Archie for making me fall asleep. Not you.
Oh, okay? Thank you.
It's Archibald.
That's to take one for the team there, Archibald.
Yep. But no, good, quick, light-hearted, easy listen.
Right.
No, not right.
No, I'm
just told you that, girl.
What do you think of the podcast merch?
I like it. I like the design. Archie needs a new vest, so I need to get that on order.
Okay.
We can't get him a Proud Knobhead t-shirt.
Oh, no.
No,
definitely not. No.
But I could get one.
You could get one. Well, you're wearing yours.
I'm wearing mine.
Yeah, and James said he wants a new mug, so I'll have to get one of those on order.
Okay. If you could add anything to the podcast, what would you add?
We spoke about this already. I think what would be really good is more of like an interactive part, like a segment where, because you go out and about a lot, don't you? You're always out with Vicky. And I think you could just do something really easy, like question of the week, where you could do something related to Amanda, like you could ask, just like a question, who's your favourite Britain's Got Talent judge? And then you could get so many answers, you know, like whoever you meet in the week, or it could be an opinionated one, like, is it a muffin or a barb? You know, something like that.
Oh, debate questions.
Debate questions or most popular answer, like, what's your favourite crisps? Just so you could be interacting with the audience, because I think you could record it on your phone and get lots of answers,
like,
and then maybe
a vox pop. That's what they call them
in the industry.
Yeah, that's what
in
you call it.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I just think that'd be quite an easy thing to add. It'd be interesting to hear.
Right. Thank you for being listener of the week. I think.
Listener of the month.
Listener of the month.
Month.
Sorry.
Don't change it to week now.
Can't downgrade yourself.
Thank you for being listener. Thank you for being listener of the month. I think.
You're welcome. Thanks for tuning me.
You're welcome.
Because I'm better than Mum because she's missed three.
I know. Well, I don't know, but I know now.
Yeah, she missed three.
Right. Thank you again, Sophie. Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye,
Sophie. Love you, bye.
Can we get Sophie on every week?
No.
Why? Why?
Because...
I don't know about you. Like, we had loads of fun then.
I know you did.
That was well good.
Hey. Shall we move on to the joke of the week?
Yeah, go on then.
I've just set up a new newspaper business.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it hasn't lasted long.
Why?
It folded. Oh, before we go, we've got some new merchandise designs.
Stop it.
Stop what? Oh!
No, go on. No, continue.
I'm telling the truth.
I believe you.
I won't stop it because I'm telling the truth.
Right, go on. What's the merchandise?
What do we have?
What do we have?
In my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is an envelope.
What's inside the envelope?
Containing details of the new merchandise designs. Oh, holy shitballs.
Go on, let's have a look then. Let's have a look. Amazing.
Only a proud knobhead t-shirt. And the mug.
Hey. Oh, Jordan Anderson, proud knobhead.
Oh.
Hashtag follow the dream.
Oh. And you'll find that at positivemedia.org.uk and on all our social medias. On that note, everybody get your wallets out and then we'll get off. See you next week.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.